is going for a walk when he trips and falls on a piece of wreckage. He looks around and sees more wreckage.
Is anyone here?
Yells Bowtie. Suddenly, some rubble shifts and a door opens.
Yeah, I'm here,
Jeff answers.
Where does that door lead to?
Asks Bowtie.
My house. More like my room, said Jeff. Who are you?
My name is Bowtie.
My name is Jeff.
Why is there so much wreckage?
To make a long story short, my microwave caught on fire and soon my house followed.
Oh, want to come on this walk with me?
Sure! Suddenly, some more rubble shifts and reveals a cave.
Let's walk that way,
says Bowtie. The cave is dark and damp. The two can feel every single step as the water envelops their feet. Hey, I think I can see a light up there, says Jeff. When they reach the light, it turns out to be half a gem. When Jeff picks it up, a trap door opens and they fall in. Because the light, emitting from the gem, was so bright, Jeff and Bowtie could see all around them. The two of them landed in a dark room. It took a minute, but the gem started lighting up the place.
Jeff, don't step forward,
whispered Bowtie. What did you say? Asked Jeff as he steps forward. An axe started swinging from the ceiling.
Well, nothing that bad happened, said Jeff. Arrows started shooting from the sidewalls.
It could have been worse,
said Jeff. Robotic bats started flying at them.
I'm gonna stop talking, said Jeff.
How are we going to get through now?
Asked Bowtie. Just then, a tiny bunny that followed them in starts hopping through the maze of obstacles that are deadly. It dodges under the axe, through the arrows, and narrowly avoids getting snatched by a robotic bat.
Like that? Said Jeff.
When Jeff goes through, Jeff stubs his toe on the axe, has his hat get hit with an arrow, and runs into a bat. By the time Bowtie gets to the other side, Jeff is having a tea party with the bunny. About 5 yards away, the other half of the gem was on a giant beetle statue. The gem was being used as an eye for the beetle. Bowtie and Jeff walked over. Jeff was holding the bunny and pulled out the gem together. Suddenly, a spring launches them up through a hole and out into the open ground they were under.
Well, I'm going home, said Jeff. See you later. The end.
Science Tales is a fantasy plus science podcast. Its writer is Dr. Panda. Its co-writer is
Green Captain.
Our producer and co-producers are Dr. Panda and Twig. Our editor is the narrator. Our sound effects are by
Bill Arrow
and the Anchor app. Our inspirational supporter is Bogey, our dog. This podcast is recorded in a live studio audience.